Hi, this is Petey Pete, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7. And I am so happy to have a guest here today, Lori Sturgis. Hello.
Hi.
And Lori is playing in the Treble Corleers, and they're going to be putting on a winter concert coming up, and we're going to discuss that in a brief moment. But Lori brought in some music for us that they sang themselves, and this one specifically is an old Christmas hymn, Christina Rossetti, and the name of the song is In the Bleak Midwinter. So here we go, and we'll be right back. We are back now, and okay, we have Lori Sturgis here, and Lori is here to tell us about a concert program that's coming up. And Lori, it's so nice to have you here in the WGXC studio. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you're with, the Corleers, and a little history about that, and what brings you here?
Sure. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to talk about the Corleers. I've been a member for almost 24 years. The group itself has been in existence since 1951, and we always say that we are the oldest continuously performing women's choral group in the Twin Counties. The Corleers was started by a very well-known local conductor, and he had, in the late 1920s, started the Catskill Glee Club. And he thought that there were a lot of women who might also like to sing. And he called a rehearsal, and interested women who'd like to come to the Reformed Church in Catskill and join a community chorus. He expected maybe 20, 25 people to show up. There were almost 80 people, as the story went. 80 women, and they presented their first concert in 1951, and we've been doing two concerts a year, plus some extra concerts since then.
Right, and at this point, it does say here that you're with the Methodist Church. The Catskill United Methodist Church is where you usually end up playing?
We rehearse there every Tuesday evening, 7:30 to 9:30, and it's a nice space. We absolutely appreciate the Methodist Church for allowing us to rehearse there, to use their facilities. It's a lovely facility. We perform our concerts there. We have one concert in the spring, in May, early May, one concert in early December. We have now branched out a little bit, and we're also performing at a church in Greenville, the home church of our conductor, Julie Carney. We have performed at the Fireman's Home. We have performed at the Pines Nursing Home. We just did the Winter Walk. We were live at the DMV on Warren Street.
All right. I think I saw you. I was interested, too, because a lot of the people, as far as the training that you had, it said there are multidisciplined musicians, some that cannot read music. You have the seasoned vocalists, the solo performers, and others that are members of the church or the community choirs. And then I saw this part where then it shows that I could actually be a singer because they are shower singers.
Yes, you could be. Were you a female, you could be a member of the Treble Choraleers. Yes, right. we have some ladies who maybe were a little bit shy, never had the opportunity to perform in any community or church choir, and the only chance they get is in their home, and they sing in the shower, they sing around the house, maybe sing with friends. And we're a nice, inviting, very welcoming group, and we want people to come with us. And you know what? The more you sing, the better you get, the better singer you become.
How did you get involved?
I have always sung, and I joined 24 years ago. I know that exactly because my son is 25. He was a little bit less than a year old when I decided to join the Choraleers, and it was actually for a night out.
Okay.
Some neighbors, we lived in Athens at the time, and two older women who were neighbors, they knew that I had sung, they'd heard me at other venues, and they said, why don't you come and sing with us? Now, my mother, probably when I was a tiny girl, had also sung with the Choraleers, as had my grandmother. And I hadn't really thought much about it. I do remember going to concerts when I was a little girl, and then hadn't thought much about them for quite a few years. But I thought, well, yeah, sure, I'd like to do that. And it was a nice way to get out, and my husband got a chance to babysit. Right. And so that's how I started. And there are quite a few other women that also came. It's a nice evening out. It's a time to be with other women and to chat and to just have a nice time and to sing.
Right. And you do sing a very diverse music catalog, sacred, secular, Broadway, Bach, folk, film, and so forth and so on. I think that's kind of unique, too, that you guys have fit in all type of genres. I know that it is the holiday season, and you're not specifically singing Christmas music, but you are, you know, celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas and different holiday festive events that are going on. But we're going to be playing some more music here, but why don't you tell us about the Christmas show that's coming up, where that's going to be, and the times on that?
Yeah, sure. It is going to be at the Catskill United Methodist Church. That's 40 Woodland Avenue in Catskill. It's at 7:30 p.m. this coming Friday, which is December the 9th, and tickets are available at the door. We run our operation, if you will, through a sponsorship campaign that we have every spring. And anyone interested in becoming a sponsor, if you want to come to the concert, there'll be information for that. But anyway, just come. Tickets, again, available at the door. We have a very nice selection of music, and we also have a guest artist. At every concert, we also have a guest artist performing for us. And this concert is Ann Carter Cox, who is the music director at the Episcopal Church, St. Luke's Episcopal Church here in Catskill. She is going to be playing the harp. She's also she sings also. She's the organist at the church. She's a wonderful performer.
Okay, and then Julie Carney is the conductor, and Joanne
Salmon
mm-hmm. as the accompanist. And once again, that is Friday, December 9th. Be sure to check that out. We're going to be playing some more music and come back to talk to Lori about some more information. So please stay tuned.
Merrily on high, hear the bells ring.
Okay, that was really nice, Lori. We're back here with our own little sound in the background there. We hear the fire truck. Tell me, what to you has Christmas music made a difference in your life? I mean, as far as I know, you're the singer, but what specifically Christmas music? Speaking for myself, Christmas music has played a big part in my upbringing, for the get-togethers, for the family, be it walking by and seeing somebody such as yourself singing on the street, also in films and TV shows. All that's played a big part, I think, in American culture. And some of the best music, I think, is one of the biggest, if not the biggest selling song, was White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a huge influence. It has to be, because it has made a big difference in a lot of people's lives. And it kind of determines, I think, the ambiance or the feelings that people have around the fire or walking in the snow or going out or what have you. Has it made a big difference for you? And if so, what are some songs that have really been important to you?
Oh, there's so many different songs to choose from. Yeah, music's an incredibly important part. All my holiday memories. We were a musical family. Both my uncles were pianists and organists, marvelous organists. My mother played the piano also, as do I. A lot of our gatherings, someone sat down and we played and we sang. That was always a nice activity for us, my brothers too. I love the carols. I love the more contemporary songs. I remember when I was a little girl and taking piano lessons, and I was struggling to play Silver Bells. I just loved that song, and I worked so hard on it. And my grandmother said, well, you know, you're doing pretty well, but next year you'll have it. Next year you'll get it. And next year I had it, and I was
great.
Able to play it. Yeah.
I know that some of the music now is so oversaturated, I mean, because it's constantly playing wherever you might be. But there's always, I don't know, to me, there's 25 or more really true traditional Christmas songs. I know that a lot of these songs have been remade and redone by other artists, especially artists of today. But can you name off a couple of the songs that really have been near and dear to you that mean a lot?
In the more contemporary songs, I love Rudolph. I love Rudolph.
Really?
I love Rudolph. Love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Silver and Gold. Any of the songs from the Rudolph cartoon, I get a kick out of that. I look forward to that every year. I sing that just for fun. Run around the house, chase the dogs around the house, singing the songs from Rudolph.
Right,
and that's,
right.
Kind of sappy, but it's fun.
No, that's all right.
I like White Christmas, as you said. That's the iconic Christmas song. Silver Bells. Then some of the hymns that I've known, and my absolute favorite is Away in a Manger.
Yes, good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're pretty much on the same page with that one. I know that a lot of times, especially with my grandparents, we would sit around the table after dinner and sing hymns or Christmas carols and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It was a really big part of my life, and I think with a lot of other people too. But we're going to play another song, and then we'll be back. With Lori, who is with the Treble Corleers, and they're putting on a show at 7:30 this Friday, and we've been discussing some of the songs, some of the influences, and some of the training and so forth and so on. But we got a little bit more to talk about, but we're going to play one more song, and then we'll go from there. So please stay tuned.
She
Okay, we're back here. I'm back here with Laurie Sturgis. And we were just discussing about the amount of women that are in the program and how you are looking to get other women encouraged to get involved with this. So if you could maybe talk about that a little bit and the ability that the women in this community can have involvement with you guys, if you could maybe give us a little information on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we're always looking for new members. We have right now our youngest member is in her 20s. Our oldest members are close to 70. Many of them have been singing with us for many, many years. Others are, even some of our older members, are fairly new to us. They've only been singing for the last year or so. Perhaps they retired and they have now the time to go out and join a choir. We encourage younger singers. We'd love to have nice, enthusiastic, strong voices joining us. The ability, as I said before, the ability to read music is not a prerequisite for membership. We're a nice group of ladies, and we're a very encouraging group, and we help. We help one another, and we go over the songs slowly enough, and we repeat them enough in rehearsals that we are comfortable singing them. Again, we rehearse for 2 hours every Tuesday evening. Our spring season runs from early January. This year, I believe it's January the 3rd, the first Tuesday in January, until early May, and we take the summer off. And then we start up again the very beginning of September and run until the beginning of December. And that's when we put on our concert.
Okay, so that's a great opportunity for the ladies of the area to get involved with this if they so feel inclined. But it's most important that they don't have to have years of training.
They could
be a shower singer.
They could absolutely be a shower singer.
And they don't have to actually be able to read music, but you guys are patients. You work with one another, and you go there. And the way that they can get a hold of you is through treblecorrilliers.org?
Yes, they can look on our website, or we have a Facebook page, and certainly look us up on Facebook. It's Treble Corrilliers, T-R-E-B-L-E, and Corrilliers, C-H-O-R-A-L-I-E-R-S. We're pretty current on that. We have all the information. And if someone would like have some questions and they'd like to contact me personally, they can give me a buzz at 518-943-1030, and I'll be able to tell them.
Well, thank you so much for showing up. I want to say that I know that Julie Carney, the conductor, was supposed to show up, but she got ill.
She's ill.
So I hope that she has a speedy recovery. Once again, the show is this Friday, the 9th at 7:30, and it's at the Catskill United Methodist Church. Tickets are available at the door, and the Catskill United Methodist Church is at 40 Woodland Avenue in Catskill, New York. Laurie, thank you for showing up. Hopefully you can stop by once again. It was nice talking to you. It was nice to be informed. And if anybody is interested in getting involved with this, once again, you could look up treblecorrilliers.org. And they also have a Facebook page. But otherwise, have a great day. And thank you for showing up.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Okay.